Joining us on the phone is Chris Gunn. Chris is Communications Director for the American Small Business League. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being with us today. Well, here we go. You guys in the Small Business Administration just don't get along very well, do you?
No, we don't.
Okay, as I understand, the big problem here is small business indicates a business that's small. That seems pretty logical, but a lot of this money that's being doled out is being routed through some other places.
Right, businesses that would be typically considered other than small. And just to name a few, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, some of the largest corporations in the world, and probably some of the biggest defense contractors in the world, BAE, Berman and Visa, Dutch firm, they're receiving small business contracts, Thales Communications, and the list kind of goes on.
And the way this happens is they own small businesses, is that right? And they give it to them? Is that the way this thing is working?
Yeah, it's a kind of a complicated series of acquisitions and bad federal regulations that are allowing these large corporations to receive small business contracts and allowing federal agencies to count those contracts towards the small business procurement goal, which is really, I think, the root of the problem. You know, we don't know who's getting small business contracts, and the federal government's allowing it to go on and kind of duking, kind of giving small businesses the... They're doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and small businesses think that they're doing fine, but they're not.
This is what you call a loophole, I think, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if in a particular community there is someone in competition with one of these smaller businesses that's actually owned by a larger business, have you calculated approximately how much money the small business community is losing?
Yeah, absolutely. After doing a kind of a series of data review and research projects over the last several years, examining small business contracting numbers from 2005, 2006, and years before that, we've come up with a kind of a generalized estimate of about $65 to $100 billion a year. And that's based on the idea that somewhere between 50% and 86% of all federal small business contracts are given to large corporations, as opposed to going to actual small businesses through whether the contract is actually being sole source awarded to large businesses or its subsidiaries, or there's actually fraud going on.
Chris, this is something that's not new. You guys have been fighting this for a long time. Are you making any progress at all?
You know, I think that we are. And one of the things that's kind of an indication for us is that this year the Small Business Administration has kind of withheld their small business contracting numbers. And we think it's because they know that they're bad. They know that they didn't hit their goal. And we think that they're just kind of, they're waiting because they don't want the bad PR during, say, for example, the Republican National Convention. The RNC was happening at the same time as they would have normally released the numbers. They didn't release the numbers because they know that, well, they're going to get some bad press, and that it's going to be the seventh consecutive year that this problem has existed, and there's been no solution to it. The Small Business Administration policies have remained the same, so they know that they're going to get some questions about that.
Who's running that joint there, the SBA?
It's a gentleman named Sandy Baruha. He is the acting administrator of the Small Business Administration. He's a recent Bush appointee.
And what has to happen? Does Congress have to act? Who can change this?
You know, Congress has to act, but we need kind of a multifaceted approach in that we need changes internally within the Small Business Administration. We need the administration, meaning the Bush administration, to institute some changes or to get the ball rolling on some changes. And really kind of change the perception of the Small Business Administration and the way our government treats the Small Business Administration as a whole, meaning we need to increase the SBA's budget, we need to increase their staffing and ability to provide oversight for these programs, and we need to change policies within the SBA that are actually allowing these abuses to go on.
In the increase in the budget, are you talking about monies that will be available for small business or for administration purposes or a combination of things?
A combination of things. The SBA's budget has actually been cut nearly in half since 2001. So we've seen an agency with a lacking budget at about $1 billion, and we're talking about an agency that's supporting all federal programs designed for small businesses, It's an agency that is essentially there as the only agency to support small businesses from every socioeconomic background, and yet their budget was only $1 billion. Now their budget is half of that. So their ability to provide oversight for their own programs and really to do what they're intended to do is really seriously hampered. We've actually talked to some SBA executives that have said that because the SBA's budget is so far cut back, they're actually unable to fulfill their mission.
Is it possible to do anything through the courts, or are the rules written in such a way you can't do that?
Well, we're trying to. We're actually in the midst of a federal lawsuit with the Small Business Administration. We filed last year, and things have been moving along progressively. We've actually been, or rather, the federal district court ruled in our favor. The SBA has appealed that decision to the Ninth District Court of Appeals, and so we will be following that through as the months go on.
Do you realistically think anything will happen before next January when a new administration takes over?
You know, no, I don't. Frankly, I think that these problems have been going on for the last 7 years, and I really have a serious question in my mind as to whether or not things are going to change before a new administration steps in. So, we're excited to see what happens during the election. We're excited to going to listen to the buzz around small businesses within the current election, and we're interested to see what's going to happen.
I haven't heard much buzz about that. Have you?
You know, and that's, I think, the buzz.
That's the problem, yeah.
Exactly, is that we haven't seen either candidate really embrace small business or come out and really, really talk about small business in a really profound way. We've actually had kind of the opposite. We've had kind of these vague generalities about, eliminating the capital gains tax, but no specifics. And then, that's from the Obama campaign. And from the other side of that, we've seen the McCain campaign come out with a plan that provides tax breaks for corporations and that standard kind of trickle-down idea that, is fine, but we're looking for answers for middle-class America. We're looking for answers for small businesses. And really, when you look at McCain's plan, it seems more like a plan for Fortune 500 corporations than it is to assist America's small businesses.
Chris Gunn is Communications Director for the American Small Business League. Their website is ASBL.com, and you can get some more information on what they are attempting to do. Chris, thanks very much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.